Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools will soon have a new Office of Compliance and Transparency, even though district officials don't yet know the cost of the office and can't describe exactly how it will operate. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms has more.
Tuesday's unanimous school board vote is designed to restore confidence in a board that has faced controversy and criticism. For instance, over the forced departure of two superintendents in the past 5 years without any public explanation. The board agreed to create a new position, Chief Compliance and Transparency Officer, that reports directly to the board. The compliance chief will have the power to investigate serious allegations of misconduct involving the superintendent, the general counsel, and cabinet-level staff. Board member Margaret Marshall said such investigations should be rare.
This is not a gotcha type of activity. The investigative powers of this office are the very last thing on this sheet. And if that's all that happens, then this is a failure.
The chief will also work with an unspecified number of staff to monitor the maze of state, federal, and local rules that govern public education. Board Chair Mary McRae acknowledged that the board has had problems with that.
It is sometimes stupid of us when we pay for a contract, don't get the services that we need, and then we got to double back and pay out more money to get that part of the services done that we should have been getting done when that contract was put in place.
McRae didn't give specifics, but reporters revealed this summer that former Superintendent Clayton Wilcox had signed a contract for backgrounding potential employees that didn't comply with state law and board policy that requires fingerprinting. McRae also signed off on that contract. CMS had to get the sheriff's office to go back and fingerprint new hires who weren't properly screened. Board member Rhonda Cheek asked how much the new office would cost and where the money would come from. Superintendent Ernest Winston, who took office in August after Wilcox was forced to resign, gave her no specifics.
It is not a foregone conclusion that additional staff would necessarily need to be hired, that there are existing staff who could potentially serve in the capacity of this new office.
Board member Carol Sawyer asked the board to take more time.
We need to not rush into this. I think listening to the questions that board members have raised tells me that there isn't a clear vision of what exactly this office does.
But McRae urged speedy action.
I'm not asking you to just jump in and take the plunge. I'm urging you to jump in and take the plunge.
McRae and member Erica Ellis Stewart didn't run for re-election in November and will step aside at the board's next regular meeting. Two new members will be sworn in, and the board will elect a new chair after 7 years of McRae's leadership. McRae said this was the time to reassure the public.
I think with all of the noise that we have heard from the public, it is always about transparency. And I think when we have an opportunity as a board to make what we do be more transparent and show them that we are being compliant, I think all the better for it.
When the vote came, all hands went up. Decisions about hiring the new compliance chief and setting up the office will come after the board handoff on December 10th. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.